Zvachim Perigvav Mishnah Zion 6-7. This is a very long Mishnah, 215 words, and make it the seventh longest in all of Shas. And what's happening here is, if you recall from the first couple Parakim we had of the Masechta, we talked about the thoughts that could invalidate the Zvachim. We're basically going to sum up all those halachas in this one Mishnah as they apply to the bird offerings. But the reason why we can put in one big Mishnah instead of several chapters is because the dimensions that things go wrong are much fewer, much more simple when it comes to the bird offerings, because there are eight types of zvachim, but only two types of bird offerings. And within the bird offerings, there's only two blood avodas. There's just the malika, that's the slaughtering, which is parallel to the shechita, and then there's the mitzvah in hazah, the blood on the wall of the mizbeach, which is, of course, parallel to the zrika, the application of the blood of the zevach, but there is no kabbalah, no receiving blood into a klisharis, because there's not enough blood, and there's no holach, there's no bringing the blood in the klisharis to the mizbeach, because the birds are sacrificed, the shechita or the malika is happening right at the mizbeach already. So there's much fewer things that go wrong, and much fewer things to think about. And more than that, usually we have multiple possibilities in terms of eating and burning, but when it comes to the ola, it's entirely burned. When it comes to the chatas, it's entirely eaten, and there's nothing else. So since there's so many fewer parts, we can basically sum it up in one big Mishnah, and it's really simple. If you remember the first parakim clearly, you're in good shape, because we're going to basically say that the halachas of the chatas of are the same basis as the chatas of a farm animal, livestock, cow, goat, sheep, and the halachas of the ola sa'of are basically the same as the ola of a cow, goat, sheep. So that's straightforward. Now, if you recall, there essentially are four wrong thoughts you can have, and they're in two categories. The first, we'll call it 1A and 1B. The second, 2A and 2B, for a total of four. 1A and 1B are thoughts you shouldn't have, but if you do have them, then for most korbanos, it will not make the korban pasul. It just will make it be that the person who was bringing the korban has to bring it again. Those thoughts are, if you think lo lishma, you think the wrong type of korban, or lo lishem balam, you think the wrong person who brought the animal. So, in other words, an example of the lishma would be, if you're shechting an ola, and you think, oh, this is a chatas. And the same way it had the halacha with zvachim, if you shecht an ola, think it's a chatas, it is kosher, the korban's kosher, just the person who was bringing the ola has to bring a new ola. So the same too with the bird. If you're shechting a bird, ola sa'of, and you think it's a chatas of, again, it will be valid, just that the person bringing the ola sa'of, the yoledus or mitzor, whatever it is, has to bring new bird. You will recall, however, that an exception to that rule was the chatas, the zevach chatas. We said that the chatas, like the Pesach, if you have the wrong korban in mind, it's totally puzzle, and that'll be true by the chatas of as well. So if you're shechting a chatas of and you think it's an ola sa'of, it'll be totally puzzle. Okay, and since there are just two types of bird korbanos, ola and chatas, those are your only possibilities, right? The same halacha sort of apply if instead of you thinking of the wrong type of korban, you think the wrong person who brought it, same idea. With the ola, it's not puzzle. With the chatas, it is puzzle. And then you have the other two wrong thoughts, we'll call it 2a and 2b. That's that you think at the time of the essential blood of oda, which is going to be when birds come, the malika or the mitsui, you think that this is going to, you're going to consume, which is meant to be consumed, either eaten the meat or burn the flesh, in the improper time or place. So that's chutz le'zman and chutz le'makomo. And we said the difference was, if you have those thoughts, even have a passing thought, you don't actually carry it out, but you think that when you're doing one of the essential blood avodas, then the korban is pasul. Now, if you're thinking chutz le'zmano thoughts, you think you're going to eat this meat in the improper time, or burn it on the mizbech in the improper time, so then that is going to make it also pigel, meaning the difference is not just invalid as puzzle, but also if someone eats from this meat, even now, in the correct time, they'll be liable to the penalty of karas. And we said finally that the pigel only happens, meaning that there's a penalty of karas for eating the meat, if the only thing that went wrong is the chutz l'zmano thought. But if you had more things go wrong, like also chutz l'makomo thought, that commingled, so then you weren't makriv the matir kemitzvah, so you didn't bring the matir, the blood, and the mizbeach as it should be done, with the exception of chutz l'zmano. You did other things that were wrong also, and then you're back to just generically pasul and not pigel. So for something to be pigel, that's the purely chutz l'zmano invalidation, not any other invalidations mixed in there. Okay, and that's basically what we said in a number of brachim in the beginning of the sechta, and basically what we're going to say in this mission as well. Okay, so inside that's the words. There are a lot of them. It says, chatas ha'of. when it comes to this bird sin offering, she'melaka shelo lishma, if you slaughter it having the wrong type of korban, I mean you slaughter the chatas of things that are olas of, well, it's a chatas because that's pasul, and therefore it'll be no good. And similarly, mitzah dama shelo lishma, if the other essential blood of oda, and besides for the slaughtering, the meat, the malika, which parallels the shechita, which is also the mitzu, which parallels the zrika, if you do it shelo lishma, you put it as if you're thinking you're doing ola blood. Again, that's kind of crazy because ola blood belongs above the line and the chutah sikra and the chatas below the line. But it doesn't matter. If you have that silly thought as you're doing it, oh, lishma v'shelo lishma, or you think both that it's for the right korban and the wrong korban, oh, shelo lishma v'lishma, or you think it's for the right korban, sorry, you think it's for the wrong korban and the right korban. We'll illustrate those in a second. So then, like you have two thoughts, either, so then psula, then the offering is invalid because you had lo lishma thoughts, which invalidate achatas. Ola sa'of, when it comes to ola sa'of, however, remember we said that the invalidating, that shlo lishma is not an invalidating thought, and therefore, kshera, the ola sa'of remains kosher if you think it's achatas. Ublevan shlo also labailam, just that, the person who brought the ola won't get credit for it, they'll have to bring another ola sa'of in its place. Okay, now we transition on to the pigle and chutz man and chutz makoma thoughts. Echad chatas ha'of ve'echad olas ha'of, they're the same. She melakan v'she mitza daman, if you do either or, the malika, the slaughtering, or the mitzvah, the after the blood, and you have in mind when you do one of those things, le'echol davar shadarko le'echol, you're thinking you're going to eat something which is meant to be eaten, which means your chatas for the bird meat, or you're going to burn something that's meant to be burned, meaning the ola, meaning the bird meat. Again, not talking about the cork, like the murya and those feathers, but everything else. If you think chutz l'makomo, that it's going to be eaten in the wrong place, so you're going to eat this bird chatas outside of the azara, temple courtyard, then pasul, that thought alone invalidates immediately, just a fleeting thought during either the malika or the mitzui of the chatas. Ve'ein bokaris, but now since it was just a chutz l'makomo thought, wrong place, so therefore, if someone does eat from the bird now, there won't be a karis penalty. If, on the other hand, chutz l'zamano, if when he does his chatas ha'of, he thinks he's going to eat it tomorrow, not today, or he does the olas ha'of and he thinks he's going to burn it tomorrow, not today, so then pigul, he makes it now not just puzzle, but also pigul, and therefore, v'chayav alev karis, if one would eat the meat now from this bird, there would be a karis penalty. Ilbilvad, provided that, shi yikrav hamatir kemitzvaso, provided that the blood is offered properly other than this chutz l'zmano thought. Everything else is in order, like we described before, and we'll describe again right about now. Ketzad, what's an example of karav hamatir kemitzvaso, that it was done in the proper way, meaning everything is proper except for chutz l'zmano, and therefore it is taka pigel. For example, malak pishtika, you do the malika of this chatas, let's say, in a, as it should be, no particular thoughts, which is just fine. U mitza hadam, and when you do the squeezing of the blood, chutz l'zmano, you think you're going to eat this meat in the improper time, tomorrow, not today. O shemalak chutz l'zmano, or when you did the malika, killing the bird, you thought you're going to eat this chatas tomorrow, not today. U mitza hadam b'shtika, and then later on you do the mitzvah without any improper thoughts at all. So then you see you only have one invalidating thought, the chutz l'zmano thought. O shemalak u'mitza hadam, or you did both the malika and the squeezing the mitzui of the blood, chutz l'zmano, thinking both, at both stages, you're going to eat this chatas meat in the wrong time tomorrow, or you're going to burn this ola meat in the wrong time tomorrow. Ze shekarav hamatir kemitzvaso, that's what it means when we say the matir, the blood, was brought kemitzvaso as it should be, except that you thought chutz l'zmano thought, but nothing else went wrong. And that will make pigel. Ketzad lo karav hamatzer kemitzvaso. So what's an example of that it's not done like in a pristine chutz l'zmano wrong way? For example, malak, if when you did the malika, the slaughtering of the bird, let's say the ola now, chutz l'makomo, you think you're going to burn it not in the proper place. Okay, you're going to burn it somewhere else besides the mizbeach. Or you're going to eat it not in the proper place, not outside of the azara, if it's a chatas. Umitza hadam chutz l'zmano, and then after that you think improper times, you're going to, when you do the blood, when you do the squeezing of the blood, you think you're going to eat it or burn it tomorrow, not today. O shemalak chutz lazmano, or you did the malika thinking the wrong time. That's bad. But then umitza hadam chutz lemakomo, you introduce a second invalidation of chutz lemakomo thoughts when you do the squeezing the blood. O shemalak umitza hadam chutz lemakomo, or if you think both the during the slaughtering and the application of blood chutz lemakomo, so then it's going to be not chayav pigel. This last case in truth is not a chiddush at all, but we're having parallelism with the Mishnah's back in the second barak of the Masechta, so we're doing it that way. Chatas ha'of, if it's a chatas ha'of, which is now introducing the possibility also of shlo lishma being a psul. So if you do chatas ha'of, shemalaka shlo lishma, you do malika on the chatas thinking it's an ola. Now you made a pasul, because the chatas ha'of dan shlo lishma is pasul. So now it's pasul. And then umitza dama chutz lazmana, and then when you do the mitzvah, you squeeze in the blood, you think you're going to now eat this chatas in the wrong time tomorrow. That's chutz lazmano, but since you introduced the other psul of shlo lishma, also it's not going to be pigel. Similarly, oh shemalaka chutz lazmana, you do the malika slaughtering and thinking you're going to eat this chatas meat tomorrow, not today. That's pigel thought. But then before you apply the blood, umitza dama shlo lishma, you think, oh, I'm applying this blood now shlo lishma as a ola. Again, so you introduce a second psul that therefore won't become pigel. Oh, shemalaka umitza dama shlo lishma, you do both stages shlo lishma, so then you've not thought any pure chutz lazmano thoughts. Zehu shlo karav hamater kmitzvaso, those are examples where the blood wasn't otherwise applied properly, and therefore it's not possible to have it be a chiyav karas in the context of pigel. Further says the Mishnah, again echoing what we said back in the second parak of the Masechta, Lechol kazayas b'chutz u'kazayas l'machar. When you do your malika or you do your mitzu, you think you're going to eat a kazayas in the wrong place and a kazayas in the wrong time. So now there's two different kazayasim. They're going to combine together, and since you have two psulim mixing up together here, it won't be pure pigel, and therefore no sirkaris. Or kazayis the machar of a kazayis b'chutz. If the first thought you think is the wrong time and then the wrong place, it doesn't matter the order. Kachatzi zayis b'chutz v'kachatzi zayis l'machar. Even if you think half of a zayis I'm going to eat in the wrong place and half I'm going to eat in the wrong time, or kachatzi zayis l'machar v'kachatzi zayis b'chutz, or you think I'm eating half a kazayis in the wrong time, then half a kazayis in the wrong place. In all those cases, they are mitzaref, so therefore pasul, you've invalidated the korban, but because you have not just pure chutz lazmano thoughts, the ein bo karas, if one would eat this now, he wouldn't be subject to karas. Now, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, like I did back earlier on the second paragraph. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Zeh klal, the rule is, no, not that any introduction of anything else besides chutz lazmano makes it not pigel, rather, but the first thought is what's koveya, that establishes the rule. So, im machshevas hazman kadva lemachshevas hamakom. If the first thought a person had was improper time, chutz lazmano thoughts, before the chutz lemakomo thoughts, so now you got chutz lazmano, pigel, and now you can't transform it not from pigel, so it's done, pigel. And it's pigel, v'chavna levkaris. On the other hand, v'im machshevas hamakom kadva lemachshevas hazman, if the first thought you think that was invalidating was the wrong place, then after that you do wrong time, well, too late, you thought wrong place, so now it is going to be pasul v'ein bo karas. But the chacham omrim zeh v'zeh pasul v'ein bo karas. The chacham say no, they're reiterating the Tanakama Shita, which is if you introduce any other psulim, then it's not going to be pure chutz lazmano, and therefore it won't be subject to pigel. Finally, says the Mishnah, something that everyone agrees upon, le'echol kachatzi zayis, l'hakter kachatzi zayis, if a person thinks he's going to eat half of his eyes and burn half of his eyes, so then that is going to be kosher. That's not going to invalidate at all. She'en achila v'haktar mitzarfin, because, as is said by Zavachim also, half his eyes for eating, half his eyes of burning don't combine to make a whole eyes. So there's no psul at all here. In the context of the olos and the birds, the ofos, it's a little strange as much as, anyways, you're only chayev if you think to eat something which is meant to be eaten or birds are meant to be burned, and the chatas is all eaten and the ola is all burned. So there's no such thing anyways of thinking you're going to eat half and burn half, because there's no half to be burned if it's a chatas and no half to be eaten if it's an ola. But in any case, the Mishnah is remaining sort of the exact parallel structure that it had back in the earlier Prakim. And the reason why is, again, because if you're memorizing Mishnah, you can have like slight variances, or else you'll just get confused and not memorize it properly. And therefore, the structure of the Mishnah is here for the ola, for the ofos, is the same as by the Zavachim earlier on the Masechta.